Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
Why do you do your job, Mike? What do you tell people out there who want to become a police officer after reading all this fucking shit?
My gosh, man. It's like, it honestly, it's becoming really, really hard. But you gotta, you need people who are still willing to lose their jobs, basically. That's the way it comes down to it, is like, that's how I view and have viewed my job, is like, I just say, I don't care if you fire me. I'm going to go do my job, because I think this country needs people who are willing to go do the job. So you do it, and you just, you take what comes. And if I think if we have more people with that mindset and characteristic, we can push back a little bit. And hopefully those people with that mindset in 5 to 10 years are going to be the lieutenants, are going to be the commissioners, are going to be the people that are in charge, you know, hopefully.
You're right. It's almost a self-correction. The guys that are so fed up with it now, if they stick with it,
it's like that stupid Democratic Socialist convention, right? They implode on themselves. Yes. They're completely right. Self-contradictory.
Because their own rules don't work. Like,
right.
Yeah,
so eventually you will have that in even a bigger city like New York or LA, where like the homelessness problem, all these other things, eventually it's going to come bite them in the ass, because it doesn't work. It just doesn't
work. Listen, I have a solution to the immigration and homeless problem.
What's that?
I think, you know, we come in and we interview all the homeless and we say, hey, we're going to set you up with some work to do, with a job. You down or you not? And if they say no, you do a one-for-one swap with an immigrant that wants asylum or whatever and say, okay, well, this guy wants to work. You're now down in Mexico.
Yeah, because immigrants are going to work for the most part.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like there's then we solve our homeless problem and we make the immigration problem happy again. And there we go. It's a one-for-one swap.
Why don't we pay the homeless people to get in a caravan and go to Mexico?
Oh, we should do that.
That'd be great.
That would be so funny.
Reverse immigration on them?
Reverse immigration.
No, that would be funny as shit.
That'd be a great one.
Oh, my God.
Take every liberal that's crying about kids getting separated from parents.
Yeah.
Deport them and then bring in the kids who are separated from their parents. We'll make a trade with you.
Yeah, if they mean that much to you, maybe we can just trade you out.
Yeah. Not willing. I've been looking at it so closer now, and on the panhandlers in San Antonio, panhandlers in California recently. Like everywhere I go, I look at them, and I look at the shoes, I look at the clothes, I look at their fingers, and I these people are fucking fine.
Yeah,
they've got nice shoes. They got decent clothes. Their hands aren't fucking dirty, and they're standing out there with a sign. Go fucking get to work, bro.
Yeah.
Somebody will pay you to do something.
No, it's easier to do that.
You know,
apparently.
Tom Cruise has a sunglass guy, all right?
Goddamn
a
right.
A fucking
he does.
Sunglass guy that goes everywhere with him with a briefcase full of sunglasses, and he changes his sunglasses out no less than 5 times a day.
Yeah.
So if Tom Cruise is paying a guy to be a sunglass guy, you can find something to do.
Goddamn right you can. And if anybody needs sunglasses, 5 times a day, it's TC, brother. It's TC.
Ooh, South Dakota.
Yeah.
You have to be a Scientologist?
I don't know.
So. You do and you don't.
He probably
signed.
Can you imagine the fucking NDA you would have to sign to be around Tom Cruise all day?
TC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Like, it's probably 80 pages long. It's probably like the one. Never mind.